If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Haines Junction, Yukon. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am Kathy Clark. Welcome to today's show, which underlines Jam Live's commitment to presenting the broadest range of live music to our listeners. We present an hour of classical music, refreshingly played by two of Canada's premier classical guitarists, Drew Henderson and Michael Kulk. They joined forces back in 2004 to form the Henderson-Kulk guitar duo. The two musicians already knew each other from university and quickly cultivated a musical chemistry that has resulted in a dynamic and exciting performance style. The duo has performed throughout Canada and the United States and made their international debut at the Mediterranean Guitar Festival in Servo, Italy in 2006. Much of the duo's energy has been directed towards arranging music for two guitars. The added range of Drew's 8-string guitar has opened up possibilities not normally available to guitar duos and has resulted in new arrangements of Mozart, Bach, and Schubert, among others. Drew and Michael released their inaugural album in 2010 and are currently planning to record their next album, which will feature music by Mozart never before heard on guitar. We look forward to that. Meanwhile, let's listen to the Henderson-Kulk duo's performance at the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon, which we recorded in November 2017.
Good evening. Welcome. All great composers are also great students of music, and Maurice Ravel was no exception to that. For this piece, he was studying the music of François Couperin, who is a Baroque keyboard composer. And he basically took the structure, the outline of a Baroque keyboard suite and sort of copied it, and then put his own harmonic sensibilities on it of impressionist music. So this piece was originally written for the piano. It was later orchestrated by Ravel, and we've chosen three out of the original six movements that worked best on the guitar. So we've made a little mini suite of Le Tombeau de Couperin. So we hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you. So these next set of pieces we're about to play by Mauro Castelnuovo Tedesco were also inspired by a Baroque composer. They're inspired by J.S. Bach. And Tedesco imitated Bach in the sense that he also wrote 24 preludes and fugues, and also, I think he did them in all the different keys. Yes.
All different possible keys.
All different keys, which is not good news for us guitarists, because, I mean, if you play guitar, you know, playing with any flats is not not all that fun. But so we chose the ones in guitar-friendly keys, and they're from a set of pieces called the Well-Tempered Guitars, basically, is what the translation is. So the first one in A minor is kind of this murmuring, the first prelude in A minor has this kind of murmuring arpeggio theme going throughout, followed by a very, I'm going to say angular fugue, where the same kind of subject bounces between the parts. And then the E major is also an arpeggio, but as guitarists, we often have to play music written by non-guitarists. So even though it was written for guitar, Tedesco himself didn't play the guitar. So it's sort of an unusual arpeggio to play as a guitarist in the E major, but it sounds very beautiful, and we love playing it. So we hope you enjoy the Prelude and Fugue in A minor and then E major. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.